This week we name the Parshas Matas and Masei, which is the seal of Sefer Bamidbar. The MS, the Torah is Mishalik, but there are four Chumashim, and the last edit of Torah, Mishnah Torah, is Chazara and Ochalakim. As in the Gvisher Oifin, the end of Bamidbar is Kimu, the end of the Torah before Mishnah Torah. And it has a Gvaldig Remes for us. These Parshas always fall out during the 3 weeks, because these Parshas are the Parshas that speak about what happened to Klal Yisrael before they went into Eretz Yisrael. And in Svarim HaKadoshim say, it's a remnant for us in the Golus we're in, that those Nisyonos that they went through at the end of Bamidbar is connected to Nisyonos that we're going to go through in the Golus before we're Zeicha to Eretz Yisrael Oidapah. The Torah was written and it's Mesaper, Kol HaSidus is Munach in the Torah. As the HaSidus of the Zman we're in now are Nirmaz in these week's Parshas. As what are the two Nekudas that the Parshas bring? There's one Nekuda of the Chete of Gnois Midian, which is the Hiskabros of Zlus, Kim Jalila, Soine Zima. That's where the Yetzirah works, and he tries to be miskaber, because he knows the Zman of Mashiach is the Zman where there'll be Kirvus Hashem on the highest level. Azima is what's Zman, that's Parshas Pinchas. And then the Hemshich at the end of Parshas Matis. Very interesting. The story of Bnei God and Bnei Ruvei. They're on their way to go to Eretz Yisrael. They're about to get there. And Bnei God and Bnei Ruvein say, we have a lot of Mikneh, and the Eber LeYarden is a Makom Mikneh, we want to live there. As Numkoim, to want to go to Eretz Yisrael, they were mamish ut, so close to Eretz Yisrael, they made a decision in life that they want to live in Eber LeYarden. And Chazal Megala, a very big Oymiko. This is a very big lima l'dayre seyma. Leiv ksil l'smoyla. Leiv chacham l'yemim. A pasuk in Karas. Because they were moving on their mamet and taking care of their mamet, as therefore they gave up on Eretz Yisrael, and therefore they were the Rishonim shegalu l'chutz la'aretz. Because they did something very wrong. They made the Iker something that's not the Iker. And we find it in the Hemshech of the Parsha also. They said they want to build for their Mikneh to take care of their money. And also they want to build for their children. They want to take care of their children. And Zog Rashi, the Maimah Chazal, Asu ha'Iker le'tofel va'tofel le'Iker. The money was number one by them, and their children were number two. We live in a society where, unfortunately, we see people like this all the time. Money is number one. Children is probably number 10, not even number two. Yeah. Their whole life is working for money and more money, and that's the shifa. As people a lot of times ask, like, what's wrong with the Shifa to be rich? And why do they ask that? Because we live in America, and that is the Shifa in the country, to be rich. As what's wrong with it? As there's a pasuk in Koheles, which sums it up. Lev chacham liyaminai. Belev ksil lismaylai. Lev Ksil Ismailai is someone who Shifa is for Mamet, to be an Asher. Lev Chacham Liyaminai is someone who Shifa is for Chachmas HaTorah, and to be Mekayim the Torah. Why shouldn't we have a Shifa for Ashirish? It is Ksilos. It takes a person away from where he's supposed to be. It's like sometimes you see a bachur and he's on his smartphone 24/7. Even Shemesh Shabbos, because it's 24/7. I mean, sorry, 24/6. Sorry. As it stole his life away. It captured his heart. He's totally gone. As there's one thing which is so more consuming than that, and that is the shifa for Ashirus. It takes over a person, the shifa for Hanos Olam Hazeh. As that's the Nisayan, if Nei Mashiach comes in these two areas. We had the people, the Elef Lamate, that went to do Melchama against Midian, and we see Yechidim and Klal Yisrael that stood on both of these areas and they succeeded to the highest level. They were Bnei Melchama. They walked in. Zog the Medrash. There were two Shvachim about these Elef people that went to the army and they fought about Midian. Number one, they went into the Goyim's houses. They could have stolen all their money. We know the Nazis, the Germans, the amount of money they stole from Yidden. Hundreds and thousands. That was part of the procedure. It was not just killing Yidden, but stealing from Yidden. And that's true by every army when they go in and they take over. They steal. They take all the money. These tzaddikim did not take one penny for themselves. Nifladim. The other hand, they were in front, they had all the Bnais Midian under their control. V'loy nifkud mimenu ish. Not one of them was chayter. And these are the soldiers. They go to the army. And even though they were in the army, but still, they weren't chayter. Even though they were in a tremendous matziv of, and that is a big limud of what Klal Yisrael is about. It gives chizik to all of us. Every one of us has in his this koyach of this elef lamate, and the medrash is maflig in their shvach, and it's maflig in the shvach of Klal Yisrael, because this was the hamoin am. This is the Pashat Yidden. These are the people, and this is what we are. We could be Misgaber, we could be Misaleh. As we have Pinchas, we have Negar and Beiruvein, and we have Melchamas Midian in middle, and it's very connected. The Zeh, the Umas Zeh. The Koyach to be Misaleh, and the Koyach to be Misraim. As these parshiyos are coming to teach us how we should be mischazik together, to remember who we are and what we are and the kreiches we have inside of us. All of you are neshama kedoshes that came into this world with a mission, and you could be misale and misraime. Ve'elu sheyachzik, as they'll be zeicha to these elef hamate, the beautiful people that they went to Melchama, not one of them was touched, not one of them was killed. They made it through to Eretz Yisrael, to the Gula HaSita. Okay. As that's Parshas Matis. And then we come to Parshas Maseh. This is also the Hachana for the Gula HaSita. As there's a Megala Amukis, it was written by Ibukubal, who is Megala Amukis, that was his sefer. Eile Masei Bnei Yisrael. These Masais are the remes of how to go out of the Dalit Galusim that we're in now. Where do you see it in the Pasuk? Eile, Aleph is Edoi, Masai, Mem is Madai, Beis of Bnei is Bovel. Yud of Yisrael is Yavon. Khan is a remez to the Dalit Galusim. Because Mitzrayim, what's written in the Torah, is the Shoyrish of the future. Mitzrayim is the Shoyrish of all Galusim. As the Masim from Mitzrayim is the Shoyrish from the Masim from all our Galusim. And the Baal Shem Tov adds, Well, this is one of his big yusaydis in Hasidus, that it's not only a remez to Klal Yisrael, in Klal Yidiz Masois, but it's a remez to every Ish Prati has to go through these Membeis Masois in his life. And if you learn the Parshia well, it gives us the Mafteach for Golus, which, what is Golus? As every one of you has a journey in life. And not only if you join Birthright in the summer, are you making your journey to Israel. Not only if you go to Eisha Torah, you're joining your journey in life. Every one of you has a journey in life. Your life is one big journey that you were put here, and you were put here to get somewhere, to make something out of your life. And every one of you has nisyonos that are standing in your way and preventing you from heading in the right direction in your journey. Chaval, if you don't even realize where in the world you're supposed to be heading. Chaval, if you don't even realize what your journey is, what's your avoda, what's your tikkun in chayim. There are many people that have no clue. What is the journey that they're planning? I been as manim trip to Europe, to America, to Oh, that's a journey. Now we're talking. That's what I'm talking about in the Leseda, what my summer plans are. But my journey in life, where in the world I'm heading in life, okay. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur time, think about it a little. But where are you heading in life? What are you supposed to be accomplishing? Are you planning the trip? Sometimes you see these guys, they write up the itinerary for their Ben Azmanim trips. It's all over the elevator. They improve, Vachule, this Ben Azmanim, the camp, Gavaldi, the itinerary. Do you have an itinerary for life? Do you have a plan where you're heading, where you're going? Are you making the journey happen? You bought your ticket? As these are what the Masois are a remez to all of us. We all have a journey in life that we gotta make. Okay. Number one. Okay, so where are we going? As let's look at the Torah. Eila Masai b'nei Yisrael asher yotzu mi eretz Mitzrayim. Frek the Malbur. The Sfas Emes, and many Sfarim. When you want to know where you're going, like you buy a ticket, the issue. So where are you flying to? You gotta say. As it should say, Elu Masa, where are they traveling to? Eretz Yisrael. Why does it say they're traveling from Mitzrayim? They actually left Mitzrayim in the first Masa. These aren't Membeis Masois from Mitzrayim. They left Mitzrayim. It's like when you're on the plane, you leave the ground. Oh, you're out of Yerushalayim. Zeu, you're out. Where you're heading now? They're Membeis Masois mi Mitzrayim. As over here, he's coming to teach a powerful lesson. It's coming to teach us that leaving Mitzrayim wasn't a one-time deal. Leaving Galus is not a one-time. Every one of the steps along the way is taking them away from the ideas of Mitzrayim, the Ashkofis of Mitzrayim, the society of Mitzrayim. They were going a step away. There are people that come to Eretz Yisrael and they come back and you can't see on them. They're like the same American citizens that they were before. Something happened to them when they went to yeshiva. They became Bnei Torah, and not just because they're not celebrating the 250th birthday. Yeah. But there's something different about them. There's something, they change. They're a different person. They're a different mahus. Every day in yeshiva is bringing you closer to making you into kemalah, kekadosh, to a ben Torah, is lifting you up, is changing you. Chasda Levenstein says once, his dream is that in Panovich it would be such a major success that if they can walk into the yeshiva and no one would tell the difference between the American Bachrim, the Israeli Bachrim, the Europäische Bachrim, that would be like everyone would be the same day type. Yeah. It hasn't happened yet. But, and some of us are thinking, I can't imagine this, I don't want this. But he was trying to create a third identity, a third Mahus, a Ben Torah, a Ben Aliyah, someone who's going and heading up. One of the most important things of the Masais is where are you heading in life? Do you have a goal? Are you heading somewhere Ba'ayfin Ruchni? Are you heading to Eretz Yisrael? B'derech she'adam roitze leilech malzeichen ha'isai. Yevchitzki Yo Mishkovsky spoke, and he said something so powerful. He said, how do you know what a person really wanted in his life? You know, sometimes you speak to 50-year-olds, they go into midlife crisis. What do you want to be? What do you really want in life? How do you know what a person really wanted in his life? As he said over from a gadol that said, you know how you know? You look at what he is. That's what he really wants to be. You look at what he's running after. What's important to him? What makes him go? That's what he really is. We have loads of shifas. We have loads of dreams. What I want to be. What I wish I could be. But what are you really? It's what you really want to be. Like real deep down ruts. That's what you see what a person is. In order to get anywhere, you have to have a very strong rutzen and work for it. As you have to be on the derech, yelchu le'eretz Yisrael, you have to be heading to be a ben aliyah, a ben Torah, to be dovak b'Hashem. You want to build a deep relationship to Hashem. Hashem, a relationship with Hashem is like a marriage. If you don't put effort in, it doesn't happen. You got to put effort, you got to build it, you got to work on it. You got to make it happen. You have to put an interest into it. As these are the Mem Beis Masoyis, they're teaching us the Yesod in life. Life is a journey. You got to have goals. You got to make it happen and head in the right direction. And it's very important to know there are a lot of wrong turns on the way. There are a lot of people that went off the derech. And now, we don't only mean people who went off the derech and their Machal Shabbos and their terrible matzav. They're people that are quote-unquote on the derech, but they're really off the derech. They could even be people that look like they're b'chule, special and good, but if their shifa and tshuva in life is kina, taiva, and kavod, they're off the derech. What's the main shifa in your life? Where are you heading for? What are you making? Where are you going? As that's the first nakuda. Another nakuda in these masais, and this gives a tremendous chizuk. Zog der Ramban b'shem der Rambam in Meir Nevuchim. That, and this is the Rambam's shot in Meir Nevuchim. He's talking to all of us. All the confused people in the world, he's trying to help us. Oh, Zog der Rambam. If you look at these places in the Midbar, you would go there, you would say, how in the world could someone live there? There's no makolet. There's no soda machine. How could a person live there? There's no restaurant. There's no food. How could a person live in this area? This is rather a nice famous modern trip. To go to one of these places in the desert and take a look. Ah, how in the world did they make it over there? And you know what the answer? You see a very powerful insight in life. Hashem was with them. And when Hashem is with you, you can make it. There's so many people, you know, I heard this, I tried my derech. I wanted to be a tzarka bacher, I wanted to be a tzaddik, but it was too hard for me. My Yetzirah is A++++. What in the world am I supposed to do? As that's what the writing the Masais is coming to teach us, to them, they thought they could make it through also. Just like we think we can't make it through. But they did. Because the Chasdei Hashem that helps a person to overcome his nisyonos in the world is tremendous. And how did they do it? Because the Sipurno says it's coming to say the Shvach of Eretz Yisrael. They followed Hashem into a midbar. They followed Hashem into that place. But they followed Hashem. People will tell you, how could you stay in learning? How could you learn? How are you going to manage? And you have to answer these people. This is an alter taina. They said the same thing in the midbar. How in the world are you supposed to function? HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there for us. They get the credit. They were lechtech achrei b'midbar, be'eretz lo yizoruah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to keep the effort, to keep on trying, to keep on growing in those areas. What does this mean, l'maisa? It sounds very fluffy. Tachlos. You could be a masmid. You could learn stark. You could be kaveya stark at Eitan Batayra. You could get your body to Seder on time. You could learn in middle of Seder. It looks to you like it's not possible. It's so hard. You could do it. You could take a trip through Shas. You could learn Shas and not just Daf Yomi. You could go through all the Mesechtas and you could have Kinyanim Chashuvim in the Mesechtas. You could do it. Don't give up. You could learn Mishnah Brura. You could learn Musar. You could be a Ben Torah Amiti. You could have Midas Toivos. You could do it and Hashem is going to help. But you got to want to. You got to head on the derech. You got to try. You got to know where you're heading, what's important. The lev has to be a lev chacham to know, where am I heading? Not just where am I heading, Bein Hazmanim, where am I heading in life? As that's what the Membeis Masais are coming to teach us. And there's one more powerful lesson in the Masais for life. Rashi says that it's a mashal to a ben that he went somewhere and he had a refuah process. And in the refuah process, he had to stop off in different places. At the end, he was Nisrape, and he looked back, wow, Golus is a refuah for us. All the Yeridus, and all the Nisyonos, and all the hardships, and all the trips in life is not like, oh my gosh, I'm on the wrong trip. I was supposed to be in Bris, and I'm a loser. I'm in the mirror. It's default. Poshit, I'm default. I was supposed to be, and look where I am. And there's so many areas where we say, oh, my trip in life has been such a disaster. I wish it would have been different. And we don't realize. Hashem paved the way and made every step of the way for you to cure you, to make you better, to help you shtay. Every step in your path is custom made to you. It's your echatimza that you should shtay. Rabbi Bachum said, I wish Hashem would have made me smarter. I wish Hashem would have given me more zitz flesh. I wish Hashem would have given me more interest. And then there are people that say, whatever Hashem gave me, Hashem knows I can do what I can and what I'm supposed to do from here. And that's very, very important. That's the other lesson of the Masois. They were Masois that looked like they were terrible Masois. They came to a terrible place. The situation was not good. Why in the world did we have to come here? It's like sometimes, you know, you go on a Bein Hazmanim trip, they send you the pictures, you get there, and it looks nowhere like where you were supposed to look like. All the pictures they send you are no shaykhis to where you get there. Yeah, the place smells, stinks, there's water all over the place. So I'm telling you, this is such a mistake. I can't believe this happened to me. As many of us feel in our lives, I can't believe this happened to me. And they don't realize every step of the way was custom made and paved for your shtaita. But you must use it properly for the path to bring you in the right direction. Some people, their path got to a dead end. They push it, hit a place, and it's a dead end. Over here is buried Moshe Shimon. This Masa was the end of him. Kivra Sataiva. Gone. They didn't make it past that one. And there are people that they keep on going. They keep on steiging. They keep on growing. As that's the libud of the Membe's Masois. It was 40 years. It's a long time. There were hard times, there were ups, there were downs, but they made it. Be'ez Hashem, every one of you is going to make it too. Just keep on going. Keep on going in that journey in life. And Hashem Yazar, we should all travel the journey well. Be able to navigate it well, and be able to reach where we're supposed to head in life and go out of our goals. As the Membe's Masois is connected to Shem Membe's. The Shem Membe's is the Shem of Maisa Gracious. Because these Membe's Masois are creating for us, it's a journey to get to a new world. A world which is going to be Kulei Toiv, Kulei Meitiv. As there's some people, they forget, they think over here is the world. And they don't realize this world is the Prizda. For the world that Hashem is going to create for us of Kulei Toiv, that's Ma'usid L'Kol Echad Ve'Echad La. As these Bezbei Masais remind us, the world is a Prusda to get to the track. Don't get blown away if someone else has more in this world. Because in the real world, it's going to be different. Hashem Yaza, we should use the Prusda well, and Hashem should be Megala, the Gula, we should be Zeicha to the Traklim, the Karav. And every one of you, Hashem should guide you and take you and help you grow in your Masais, and be Marpa, every one of us, and bring us to the Gemara.